I'm joined now by senior linebacker and all Western Athletic Conference player for Garden City High School, Brady Bean. And Brady, I've been waiting for this opportunity to talk to you individually and talk to you about not only just your play, but also the season, the 2012 season, and your high school career. Talk about that a little bit and how it's all grown and developed over these last 4 years.
Over those last 4 years, obviously, I mean, freshman year, we had Coach Smith, but then sophomore year, I came in. I got to play varsity as a sophomore, and Coach Hill was our coach, my dad, defensive coordinator. And from there, I mean, it was a great atmosphere all 3 years. We obviously had a good road my sophomore year, but unfortunate at the end. Also, like this year, kind of ended out. But junior year, we had a great year, great run. And this year, I'll say one thing. I know our record and how the end result didn't turn out in our favor, but this year, this is probably the closest group that, I mean, there probably could have been in high school. I mean, we are a close group, and we weren't just friends on the field and in the locker room, but we were a family outside of the field. I mean, we just hang out with each other weekends, weekdays, after school. It was just a close group. And so one thing, I wish I could have played some more football with my boys.
Well, exactly. You know, you never want that to end. There's no doubt about that, because these are your classmates and, you know, your friends that are underclassmen too as well. And you just find that certain camaraderie there. You know, there was a statement on the program last night about being a brotherhood, and that's exactly what football is, on the field and off the field, and obviously that's what it's meant to you.
Oh, it's meant a great deal. I mean, we were a brotherhood my junior year, and obviously that was our theme. And this year, we came together even more. And it was a great group. My senior class was there, a great group of guys.
Well, Brady, you've been an outstanding defensive player for the last 3 years. You know, you mentioned about playing as a freshman, but you actually started playing as a sophomore. And you've been an outstanding defensive player. But this year, you were asked to carry the load offensively, too, as well. And an outstanding load that you carried and you handled it. You got broad shoulders, did a great job. And it's obvious that you were recognized for that. And your teammates recognized you that with the golden helmet. And I think that's so important. Talk about how tough it was for you this year into having both loads.
I would say the big difference was the offensive plays. Because I grew up, I mean, knowing past few years that the defense, I mean, I could call it pretty much in the back of my head. But coming with knowing a whole new playbook on the other side of the ball, that was probably the biggest, I mean, difficulty I had at the beginning. I mean, I love the opportunity to play an offense. It was fun touching the ball and be able to really change a game in a matter of a few seconds.
You were a go-to guy, and you did change the game in the last few seconds a lot of times. I want to go here a little direction, talk about family. And you make the comment about your dad being the defensive coordinator, and he has been for quite a number of years here at Garden City High School. How tough was it to play for dad, and but how much did you learn from him, too?
Well, where it started was my YMCA days. Like Coach Hill mentioned tonight, he coached for the YMCA, and he coached me through third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade. KH, I obviously probably couldn't be a coach then, but those 2 years, they're the only years that I haven't had my dad as a coach. And him out there on the field with me, I feel like, I mean, it just, our minds thought similar, and it really helped me just being able to be a captain on the defense and be able to guide the team. It came easier to me, I think, because I had the comfortability with my father on the side. You got to put their practice all the time on the field with your dad around.
I'll tell you what, he's an outstanding coach, and you've become an outstanding football player too as well, and we certainly hope the best for you to take that on to the next level. And I'm imagining you're probably looking at that pretty doggone hard right now. Do you have any idea where that might be?
I don't have any idea yet. Coach Hill just mentioned that there's a few colleges that are come down and talk to me. But we're just going to have to see where it plays out, and hopefully the best happens for me.
Exactly. I certainly hope that for you as well. Just a quick comment. How's it been to play for Coach Brian Hill?
Oh, I loved it. It was great playing with Coach Hill and my father, who I was around when I was a little kid, being able to go up in their booth. Whenever they coached at the JUCO, I got to go up to the press box with them. And it seems like I've been with them football-wise most of my life so far.
Brady, good luck to you. Thanks for the comments.
Thanks, Jerry.